All right. We're on the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, as the big voice man said. Let's get to our question of the day. And yes, I know this has been an overwrought conversation, but we will, of course, parlay it into another discussion here. But question of the day, if you could give a sports figure some advice, what would it be? 713-572-4610 is the number to text. And of course, inspired by, I think, Papa John.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I realized that is literally that old dude's name. and I don't know if that's association that you want, John Lopez. But John Lopez, in a patriarchal type role, wanted to put his arm on CJ's shoulder and be like, young man.
Yes, sir.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, I get it. You want to wear that hat? It looks fly and all that. It's not worth what these people about to talk about.
I just can't get over everybody looks in the mirror before they walk out of the house. Even if it's just, you know, if you're not necessarily that guy, but, you know, like, okay, let me make sure the hat's straight or whatever. At what point did he say, Mariners, looks fly, looks good? Yeah, I'm going to go with this.
You think
any other of the 29 hats?
You think he's up on the Astros season and the way that it's going in the AL West?
I mean,
he's learning an offense, baby.
I don't even think he into baseball like that, man. Remember the last time somebody asked him his favorite players?
Yeah.
He couldn't even name Shohei Ohtani.
But he is a Dodgers fan from L.A.
Well, he's from L.A.
Like I said.
Well, no, but he said he's a Dodger, which, by the way, that was not exactly helping either. It's like, well, you know, I like the Astros and the Dodgers. You can't.
Why not?
You can't. Not the Astros.
He's from there. Like, I feel like you get a pass on where you're from.
But
right?
The Astros and the Dodgers?
I think we will be surprised if we go in that locker room and ask people who is their favorite baseball team and how many times the Astros might not pop up.
You don't even think by osmosis, just by being in Houston, obviously he's on Twitter and social media and reads, sports. And
buddy, my quarterback has his nose in his playbook. That's what he's looking at. He's looking at no Twitter.
We know
my quarterback looking at his playbook, sir.
You don't even think by osmosis he hasn't heard. Oh yeah, the Mariners. You know, you don't even think that.
You think people in his circle is just chatting up what's happening in the AOS right now?
No, but I'm saying you do get. You get some kind of information that the Astros and the Mariners are in this race.
Anyway, so the advice that you would give him is?
Yeah, any other hat. Just look in the mirror.
Any other
one? Look in the mirror. Like, so if you could give a sports figure some advice, what would it be? That was the most immediate one. I was just kind of spitballing. I'm sure there's some good ones we're going to get from our listeners. But I was like, hey, LeBron, just stop with the books, man. Just stop.
I got a local one.
What, you don't want him to read? What a jerk.
Well, he doesn't.
You're a writer. You don't want him reading books?
Look, the fake book reading.
Also, don't forget, he's a role model. Yeah. You want these kids to see him reading.
I get it, but at least read the book.
Yeah.
He was. You saw him. He was like a few pages in. He at least read a couple, right?
Yeah. I got a local one for the Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm.
C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
The body ain't even cold yet, brother. Bro, just hold off before you get the number 8, man.
So if you don't know what Figgy's talking about, John Metchie III yesterday was traded to the Eagles for Harrison Bryant. And funny enough, there's a pick swap, a 6th-round pick for a 5th-round pick, the Texans receiving the 5th-round pick. That was the Texans' 5th-round pick. How did the Eagles get that 5th-round pick? They traded it in the C.J. Gardner-Johnson trade that set Kenyon Green. Like, they just passing around picks. Like, they're that $20 bill that you and your homeboy pass around for birthdays. Like, hey, happy birthday, doll. Here's 20. And then it's like, oh, it's your birthday. Here's the 20 back that you gave me a few months back. That's what the Texans and Eagles are doing with picks right now.
He could have waited to at least Metchie got to Philly.
I couldn't go directly to the timeline and
it was
measure
a minute.
It,
but it was a
it
minute.
Felt like a minute.
It was literally.
He still had his stuff in the locker.
It felt like a minute.
Metchie might not have known he was traded. He might not. You know, sometimes these releases happen before the dude gets a call from his agent or the general manager. Metchie might not have known he was traded.
Man, Metchie probably seen his tweet. It was like, hey, what is he talking about? Man, just hold off a little bit, man. At least 20. Give us a 24-hour rule.
I got another local one here, and we saw it come to roost almost a couple times this past week. Hey, Jose Altuve, don't worry about base running so much, man. Just go station to station. Just whenever.
Don't worry about it.
Don't try to steal anything. Don't try to take an extra secondary lead. Don't try to, you know, be fancy with turning a single into a double or a double into a. Just go. Slow, go station to station. Don't worry about being a base runner. I've seen enough.
You're like, if you don't get out on the base paths,
yes.
That's cool.
That's cool.
That's cool. We know you can swing that bat. Yeah. And then right now the Astros are getting more guys back that hopefully can move you around. Just, mm-hmm. hey, just stay there.
Yeah.
Wait for somebody to come get you. Can I go back in time a little bit?
Yeah, of course.
I would like to talk to Houston Rockets James Harden. Hey, big fella. They're not going to give you praise for being an Iron Man. You can sit out a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like James Harden would play all these games and play so many minutes and then he would lose gas in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
And all people ever talked about was him in the postseason. And I'd be over here like, hey, that's because he's carrying so much of the load during the regular season. Didn't nobody want to hear that.
Yep, yep. I think that's a good one. Anyway, circling back to the C.J. Stroud thing, a lot of people saying it was a tribute to Nipsey Hussle.
Rest in peace, Nip.
I think that's a little bit of a stretch.
No!
The guy goes, well, his birthday is August 15th and the game was on the 16th.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on, you're trying too hard.
Is it the reason why CJ didn't even bring that up in the press conference?
Right.
Well, because
I know he's trying to keep this squeaky clean image and all that stuff.
Yeah, man.
But I thought it would have been fair if he would have brought that up.
Bring it up Nipsey particularly?
Yeah.
I do wonder if he's
because
like,
he was a rapper.
He mm-hmm. was, but then I think the issue then pops up is the association with the Mariners and Nipsey is that is like gang activity, right? Like that's the association there.
Yeah, he's a rapper though, man.
Yeah.
I think people would have understood that. It's an LA thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people would have understood that, but
I don't know. I think people are trying way too hard here. It was just a simple, hey, this looks good, and he dropped the ball.
I mean, either way.
Yeah.
Any other advice for athletes? Somebody said from the 713. Actually, is this Seth? My advice, Travis Kelce. Go die.
Yeah, it might be sad.
I mean, not just go retire, like go die. He has to die now. I think the podcast is good. He can keep doing the podcast, can he?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that might be Seth Payne. I'm not sure.
Go die is a little harsh there. Like, I mean, I get it. Although we are seeing a little bit of a downturn in his capability as a tight end.
Mm-hmm.
But I get it. Like, you don't want to see him no more for the Chiefs, continuing to help them be what they have been of late.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the other part of that is like the Taylor Swift part. But if he's not playing for the Chiefs, like how much does that affect you as football fan, especially the people who maybe aren't as excited about seeing Taylor Swift? I think you could just get him. Let's go ahead and hang that thing up and go become a full-time podcaster, Travis.
How about Aaron Rodgers? Just have one regular press conference without being weird.
Did he do something this weekend?
He's just every time he he gets so deep and existential and political and just talk football once.
I think he does. The real problem with me for Aaron Rodgers is just he has that look on his face.
Yes.
That look on his face like, you see what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, someone did say, CJ did curse on TV yesterday, and he did do that.
Mm-hmm.
CJ getting real loose with it, man. Like, I'm interested to see how CJ continues to develop as a dude in the league.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun. Any other advice for some players? Because someone said they would advise Gary Bettman to give the damn team to Houston already, NHL team?
NHL team? Yeah, maybe. Okay. I'd like that. I'd like that.
All right. All right. Any other ones?
All hearts
clear? All minds?
All minds are clear.
All right. Very good. Hey, Damian, you might want to get out there, play. Your spot is in jeopardy 100%. Absolutely. My advice, Patrick Mahomes, learn how to play ethical football and not bait players into hitting you out of bounds. Oh, okay.
Oh, I like that.
I feel like there's a lot of ethical.
That's a real one right there.
There's a lot of, hey, we need to get to some ethics here. Who are the other players in sports that you're like, hey, I need you to consider more of these ethics here.
Well, Patrick Mahomes. Well, how about just Chiefs fans? You know, the excuse making. You know that's coming, but still, like it's always there's always a reason. There's always a reason why they got the preferential treatment. Like the latest one last week was the punishment of Rashi Rice. You know, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
you know, they're like, oh yeah, but it was a different case. It was the same day he was arrested as what's his name that got suspended 3 games.
I'm trying to remember who exactly you're talking about in this very moment. Of course, it loses from the 409. He's not an athlete, but he is in the sports world. John Lopez, no betting advice. That's right. That's
Dude,
right.
Dude, I won that first bet going away.
And then what happened?
And then there was nearly a perfect game.
That's right. in fact, what I will tell you, we are going to test out the John Lopez jinx and see if this is something that we can use to the Houston sports fans' advantage. We're going to do that in What's Poppin'. At 1240, or rather 1140. But right now you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL. How are we feeling about what we saw from the division this weekend in preseason? We'll talk about that and more next.